The latest from our daily newsletter at podnews.net. Let's start with a correction today. We reported yesterday an apparent change in Apple Podcasts' automatic downloads in the next release. In fact, we'd found a known bug in the current beta around auto-downloads, which has already been fixed in a future release. We've been told there is no change in automatic download behaviour planned. Resetting an iPod Touch to a clean, anonymous install of iOS 14.5 confirms this. Automatic downloads are enabled in the Settings app and per podcast by default. So now we know. Twitter Spaces will be rolled out to everyone next month on both iOS and Android. Acast have shared data from their platform with time-of-day listening and state-by-state data, California as ever appearing top. The company has also announced that it's planning an IPO. OmniStudio has also shared data from their platform. They share average downloads per episode and when episodes are being listened to. Deezer has worked with French podcast host Aucher to launch a, quote, new energy-efficient podcast API that eliminates the need to crawl RSS feeds. We wonder whether that's web sub or some kind of proprietary thing. We've questions in to find out. A small amount of podcasts are on Tidal now. However, there's no submission process. All shows are being curated by their team. And Agnes Kotzera from Podcorn says in an interview with Podland to be released later today that Entercom see podcasting as the next big thing and podcasters as celebrities and influencers. We're thrilled to be joining Entercom, she says. And in podcast news, the CNN Daily News Briefing has become CNN Five Things. It'll publish mornings and evenings every weekday. And more of us are becoming solo home workers than ever before. The Solo Collective looks at how to work well in isolation and how to thrive doing it. From Rebecca Seal, the author of Solo, How to Work Alone and Not Lose Your Mind. It's been released this week. And that's the latest from our newsletter. For all the links, we're at podnews.net.